What's really good this go round, everybody? This is your boy, Black Girl, aka Dr. Haas, and this is the Doctor's Orders Podcast. Once again, sorry for the delay. This episode 5 coming a little bit late. We went through somewhat of a tragedy over the Martin Luther King holiday. A young man that we love dearly, O'Shea Daphne, was shot and killed out here in right here in Eunice. And we we went through the services this past weekend. Before, first and foremost, let's give a moment of silence for O'Shea. Amen. Rest in peace, young brother. You already missed, man. More than words can explain. But we know you're in a better place and the struggle has ended. No more tears, everybody. He was a very happy-go-lucky fella. He loved to make people laugh. So I want everybody out there that knew O'Shea to take a time out to just smile and laugh for your boy, man, because he was a real one. 23 years old, bro. Gun violence has to stop, everybody. It has to stop. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It needs to be one of those things that's left in the past. We need to push love first and foremost, bro. I mean, I'm not even trying to take it there and be all, make it a sob story. I mean, but just to make it 100, to make sure that you guys understand what I'm saying, this didn't need to happen, man. This did not need to happen. He was a young man, father. His daughter's very young. I mean, it's just, it was unnecessary, and we miss him dearly. So we just want to say one more time, man. R.I.P. there, brother. All right, well, moving right along, bro, into the latest diagnosis, the AKA the news brief. I know most of y'all that heard Soulja Boy going off on Breakfast Club about how he started Drake and this and that. Hey, look, I'ma say it like this here. That man's brilliant. You understand? He know exactly what he was doing. If I'm not mistaken, Soulja Boy got some music coming out. If he doesn't, he will. Guaranteed, bro. After this publicity stunt, if you will, because he went on another show and ran it real heavy about a game console with a whole gang of registered classic video games, and it's just plug and play, man. And he made a good couple $100,000 off of it already, and they were trying to downplay what he was investing in, what was he doing, and this and that. Why is the name not on the box? Just really, I forgot who it was. I think it was Academics. That was really just. It seemed like he was hating almost on what Soulja had going on, and he basically Soulja checked him. He told him the truth, like, hey man, y'all ain't tripping. Y'all hopping through loops trying to for the other man. Don't hate on the black business. Support the black business. And I felt him, man, 110%. So shout out to him for that. Man, regardless of what's being said, I see you, Soulja. I see you, Soulja Boy. You go ahead and crank that and Superman and you woo all the way to the bank, little brother. I ain't mad at you one bit. Do your thing, man. Other news. 45. Yes, President Donald Trump met with the national champion Clemson Tigers. Yeah, they won the football championship this year. And they went to the White House to meet with the president to have their championship dinner. And, the government shutdown has been going on as of late. So put two and two together. If the government shut down, then so are all the government workers. And I would assume that all cooks, maids, and servants in the White House are also government workers. So they weren't there cooking nothing, and they wind up eating McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King. It was a gang of fast food, bro. It was a fast food buffet at the White House. For the national champion, Clemson Tigers. Man, look, I'ma keep most of my opinions to myself. I'm just gonna say, point blank, period. I feel they could have done a little better, but whatever. You like it, I love it. Congratulations to Clemson. I'm an LSU fan, so I was just happy to see Alabama not win. I don't want to sound like a hater, but it is what it is. I was happy to see that. So and Travis Etienne, man, running back number 9 for Clemson, straight out of Jennings. Jenny, Louisiana. Shout out to J-Town. We got a rep. We got a rep. Because that boy cold, man. He going straight to the league real tough. So, yeah. Oh, and a tad bit more sports news. I know it's been a week, man. We still sour. They done my Saints bad, bruh. I mean, the referees was blind as a bat. Missed that interference call. I'm not going to get into it. Because, I mean, I was really about to speak about the Pro Bowl. I'm still mad about the Saints, though. We got fucked, bro. Excuse my French. But they shitted us out of that thing, man. We're supposed to be playing in the Super Bowl next week. But, anyway, meanwhile, the Pro Bowl still had to be played. We had a couple of stars off the Saints roster that wind up making the Pro Bowl for the NFC. But then they lost in a blowout to the AFC. Hell, I don't know the score because I ain't watched the game. Great like that. I'm still mad, man. I'm still mad. On the real, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't think I'm going to watch the Super Bowl this year. I mean, honestly, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's pretty much it on your news brief. Moving right along into the double dose, the topic of the day. It kind of plays into the sports deal that we was just speaking on, sort of. Just bear with me here. The topic of the day is do your job. Do your job, as in play your position, play your role, regardless of what that role may be. If you're part of an organization or a team, and if you work any occupation, if you have a family at all, you consider part of a team in that sense. And then, you have to do your job, man. You have to play your role. The greatest teams that I could think of, man, They ain't always have a gang of stars. Like, people look at the Golden State Warriors of today in the NBA, and they see all these all-stars, man, and they got, like, 4 out of the 5 starting five of the all-star squad or whatever. I don't even know how you want to put it, but they got a gang of players that if you took each one of them boys and threw them on their own squad, they would lead their own squad without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. They have that type of heart, and they have that type of know-how, and they're masters of their craft. But the teams that I'm thinking about that did the most damage, like, okay, let's keep Jordan's Bulls, for instance. Yeah, you know, you had MJ, he had Scotty. But, I mean, what about your Tony Kukoc? What about your BJ Armstrong, your John Paxtons, your Horace Grants, your Dennis Rodmans? I mean, they always had a role player or two or three or four that could come in and do just their part. They didn't have to put up the triple-double. They weren't taking all the shots. But at the end of the game, man, they were victorious because they did their part. I remember Dennis Rodman coming in the game having a stat line like 2 points, 15 rebounds, 7 steals. You know what I'm saying? Something of that nature. Or Steve Kerr back in the day. Steve Kerr might have 9 points. But it was like 3 for 3 from the 3-point line because that was just his stop and pop. You know what I'm saying? When they was doubling MJ and shit, it was a way that everybody had to play their role in order to get to the end goal that everybody had, the mutual goal, if you will, that everybody had in the beginning. A team that actually has coined that phrase and taken it very seriously, it's the culture of their organization now. And that's the New England Patriots. Now, I'm gonna say this. I didn't like the New England Patriots or Tom Brady or Bill Belichick for a very long time. And by long time, I mean like probably until probably yesterday or the day before. For real, for real. Because I don't want to sound like a hater once again, because I'm not a hater. I'm a very supportive dude, and I like to see anybody succeed and excel. But I just felt like, you know, with the deflate gate and with the bitching and complaining about who's on the squad and who's... I just thought that they weren't really as good as people made them out to be. But I beg to differ now, because people are mad at them because they get shit done. They get the job done. And I can't hate that by any means. And once you dig deeper into why the New England Patriots are, you know, successful as they are, it was never because they had some super squad. You know, they just had a leader. They had the operator, the leader in being Brady and the operator being Belichick, or vice versa, depending on how you look at the positions. And they had a strong supporting cast. And when I say that, you know what? They supporting cast ain't always strong like that. I mean, you okay, think back as long as you can remember. Every year or two, the people that Tom Brady is throwing the ball to are completely different. They never have the same folks. They never have the same receivers, the same personnel out there doing their thing, man. It's always some new guys that they picked up in free agency, or the undrafted this or the sixth rounder that. They never really picked up a gang of stars, you know? And they found a way to make it work with the people they had, and it didn't matter who they were. They were basically disposable and expendable. You have a team that wins a Super Bowl and then releases 3-4 fellas that played in that game, pick up new people, go right back to the game, or go right back to the AFC Championship. I done forgot the number, but I think them boys are sitting at like 8 or 9 straight AFC Championship games. Past couple of years, they might have lost a handful, 1 or 2. But for the most part, them boys get into that Super Bowl almost every year, man. And even when they get to the Super Bowl, almost every time they get to the Super Bowl, they win it, man. It's crazy. I mean, it is really insane. But, you know, I'm not going to harp on them too much because I just feel like they were a perfect example of people doing their job. You know, offensive linemen holding their block, wide receivers running their route, the quarterback running their play, Bill Belichick calling his correct play, Bill Belichick keeping the correct coaching staff, the necessary components needed to continue to win. And like I said, man, these aren't always the cream of the crop, which I spoke on that last episode about how the cream rises to the top. That's also very true. But if you're stirring up the pot all the time, sometimes it take a while for that cream to come up, if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, we have guys that's been some journeymen that just land in New England for a little while. We got some coaches that weren't the best head coaches, had to take a step down and just play their position, play their role under Bill Belichick. You know, it's just one of those situations to where you have to be pretty much self-aware to know what you're capable of, or knowing what your role is and how important your role is. You know, like I said about these teams, it wasn't always a bunch of Hall of Famers on the squad. You got 1 or 2 that's going to gain all the attention, and then the rest is going to kind of remain unsung just as a revolving door. And the same plays with all of us. You know, we might not always be the leader. We might not always be the number one. We're not going to be the top dog. And we may be involved in a squad where there's a couple of members on the team that's going to get all the attention and all the recognition and all the credit. You have to be very content and humble enough to accept that that's your role, and that their role wouldn't be fulfilled if your role isn't done to the maximum potential that it can be done. So you should be very proud of whatever position you hold. You know, you might, like I said, you might not be the number one, you might not be the star, but you might be the best number three that they ever had. And you're going to make something happen because of that. You're being a role player, you know. Going back to the self-awareness, though, you have to determine whether or not you're, I don't know how to put it, whether or not you built like that. Some are number ones, and it's gonna take going through the ranks to be that person. You have to start from the ground and work your way up in order to master your craft or whatever situation you're in. And once you get to that moment, that turning point, am I a number one? You have to be prepared to take on all the responsibility and being the last line of defense. And you got to be mentally, physically, and emotionally prepared to do so. You can't go into it half-stepping. Can't be half-pregnant. You got to be all in. If you the leader, you take full responsibility. There's no pausing. There's no stopping. You have to know that it's a 24/7, 366 on a leap year type of operation. And, take full responsibility. There's no way to pass the ball when you're the number one. Like, the buck stops there. But just going back, though, let's backtrack. You say you realize you're not the number one. Cool. Realize you're not Tom Brady. You're Julian Edelman. You feel me? You play your role. You do your job. And recognize that. I mean, really put your heart and soul. Be proud of whatever position you hold, regardless of if it's the boss, the CEO, or the janitor that's keeping all of the floors clean, every floor in the building clean. Like, any position in between that. You ain't always got to be the star to be on a winning team. And the second that you can realize that and take responsibility for your role, man, life gonna clear up for you, and you'll be so much more successful, and you'll reach those goals much faster. Honestly speaking, sometimes I just need to practice what I preach. Anybody that know me, know that I'm not necessarily an introvert, but I really stay out of the way, man. And I really tend to do a lot of things on my own. But as I become older, I'm starting to understand and value contributing to a team or just receiving some type of help and outside contributions from other people when it comes to my work, whether it be music, whether it be my job, whether it be in my household working with my family, whether it be this podcast. Any outside ideas and assistance is much appreciated now at an older age. Yeah, I still tend to do a lot of things on the solo, and that's quite okay. For those of you that's out there that's like me, that want to be on your own and kind of run your own play, call your own option, that's perfectly fine. But just realize that it's going to be a tad bit more difficult, because all of these roles that I just described to you, from the star of the team down to the role player, from the CEO down to the janitor, like, you literally have to be all of those positions, and you can't neglect one for the other. So it's very serious once you get into that. But it's all good. It doesn't take much once you realize. I mean, self-awareness is a real big deal. And I feel like the sooner that you learn how to do your job and do it in a proper manner, it'll open up plenty more doors for you to be able to expand, if you will. Anything you hope and wish for can only become bigger and better. So take that to heart, man. That right there is your double dose. So give me a pause for the calls, man. I'll be right back. Yes, sir. I hope everybody really can take that one and use it. I mean, today, the second you understand, if you just do your job, everything will get so much better. Real talk. So, yeah, moving right along, man. We're going to get off into the truth pill. Usually, I take a quote from somebody well-known, somebody famous. But you know what? Today's quote, real simple. And it comes from your dog, Black Girl. Something beats nothing every time. End quote. Very simple. Do something. Start somewhere. Then just work. Work your ass off. You know, I be having a talk with I talk with my old lady, talk a lot with my kinfolk. You know, I run it past pretty much anybody I'm involved with on some teamwork shit. But I'm always hearing that I don't know where to start. didn't do much. Look. Do something. Because something is always going to beat nothing. Like, there's never a time where if you sit down and do absolutely nothing all day for like 10 hours. Or then the next day you wake up like, you know what? I'm going to take these first 15 minutes of my day. I'm going to write a list of the things I want to do and I'm going to work on it later. And say you don't actually do anything on that list. Think about it. You took 15 minutes to make a list to where you're at least aware of what you need to do. So, in essence, it's something. And it's better than nothing. Because the day before, you didn't even think about what you needed to do. You just laid around and did nothing. And the next day, you decided, okay, I'm up, man. I'm ready. I'm going to do something. And then you sat up for about 15 minutes, made you a list. Now, you sat back down and didn't do nothing else. But at least you got the list made. And in my opinion, something beats nothing every time. So, now that you got the list, the next day comes around. And you go on the top of the list. And it looks like it's something that's kind of hard. And you're working your way down. Ooh, I might not be able to finish that in time. Let me see what's next. Man, I don't know where to start. You don't know where to start. Start somewhere. Somewhere. If you got 9 things on your list, and you pick one, and you start on it, now you got 8. You just chipping away at it. Keep on chipping. And if you're hustling, if you're working towards a goal, I mean, just keep on stacking whatever it is you. Okay, you doing music? Bet. You're trying to get a mixtape out. All right, cool. Record one song. Just one. You ain't got to drop 4 a day like Pac. Just put one together. You ain't inspired? Wait another couple of days or a week or two. Put together another song. Record that one. Keep chipping away at it. Keep adding on. Collect and connect. All day long. That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. Because when you will turn around at the end of the day, you're going to see that, okay, well, now I got 4 songs. I only wanted 12, so I'm 1/3 of the way there. You know, like, it doesn't take much to get where you're going as long as you start and you're in constant motion is really what I'm trying to say. Set some goals, too, man. Set some goals to use as stepping stones to reach the ultimate results. You know, you can't just go ahead first and be like, all right, I'm going to lose 20 pounds tomorrow. Like, nah. If you're out here trying to lose weight, you know, all right, at the end of the week, I need to be down 3 pounds. Period. Say you're only down 2 pounds. Still better than the 2 pounds that you had on when you started in the beginning of the week. And you chip away and you chip away. Set reasonable goals. Keep hitting those goals. Keep touching those platforms. Move on up. Move on up. Before it's over, man, you reach the results that you desire, and it seems much easier. It seems much easier, and it seems like, in my opinion, I appreciate things more when it takes a while for me to get them. So that's why I don't ponder too long about where I'm gonna start or what I'm gonna do. Even when it comes to like this podcast, like I might record a piece of it, wait a damn week, and finish the rest. So I might start something and not release it, and just to know I have something done. By the end of the day, someone will get a friend. We'll have a finished product to go directly to your eyes and ears. So, and the most important thing about something beats nothing every time, and the way that it'll get you to your goal is just to know you gotta enjoy the journey part. You gotta enjoy the in betweens. Because the goal is going to be short-lived. Once you reach it, the excitement is, that's it. You on to the next thing. And if you ain't feeling what's going on to get there, I mean, if you really not enjoying the scenery on the trip, that's a waste of trip. You know, like, let's keep it real. You got to know what you got to know what makes you tick. And if you just participating in something for the money or for the extra attention, or, I mean, if you don't have any pleasure in the ride, you really need to reevaluate, man. Figure out what's gonna work for you and only you. Yeah, so that's the truth here. That's what it is. So yeah, man, we're gonna round it out, hitting y'all with the refill. And once again, just a little disclaimer. I know not everybody is a Christian or believes in God or the Bible, but I just take a time out to listen to it anyway. Honestly, because it's, regardless of your belief and regardless of your faith, these are still some very true to heart keys of life. Especially the way that I'm gonna break it down, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm not necessarily a big Bible person either. Sometimes I find it hard to interpret. Even as smart as I feel that I am, I feel like I misinterpret some things. But if it's something that I feel clear on, I usually share it with you guys right here on the podcast. So that's why I do it. It's not to push my beliefs or feelings on anyone else. I say it again, I'm not trying to push any of my beliefs on anyone, but I just feel like this little bit of positivity, I owe you that. I owe you that. Just for listening to me and just for supporting me and everything that I got going on. I appreciate you as a listener. So I just feel like it's only right that I leave you with a nugget to carry with you, to maybe get through something that you're going through. Maybe this will touch you in a very special way like it touched me. Especially with things that's going on in this evil, evil world today. So just hear me out. And you know, that's all I ask of you. So without no further ado, the refill for today, it comes from Hebrews 10:24, and it reads, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." That word provoke is strong right there. I'm sure that's different in other texts, but I'ma just say I take it as spread your faith. Don't just be a believer, act on it. Basically what I'm doing right now, you know. Like I said, I don't want to push nothing on you, but I mean, just to be honest about it, we live in a society where the world would be a better place if you act in love and in good deeds. Always be looking to uplift the next person, because it's too much of the peers deteriorating each other, if that makes any sense. It's never someone from afar. It's always someone close to you that's trying to break you down and make you feel like you ain't who you say you are. And that's why I feel like you should always be looking to spread love and positivity, because the more somebody sees this negativity and all this evil, the more that starts to change the person, and it changes their beliefs, and it changes where their heart lies, and it changes their decision making, man. They might have been going down the right path, man, and was exposed to enough evil and negativity to turn them completely around and keep them from achieving their dreams and reaching their goals and get to the places that they wanted to be in life. And I find that to be a shame. Because there's no reason to keep on tearing people down. As hard as we fight to come up, and especially just as me as an African American male, you know, I know what my people went through to get me here, and I know what I got through to get my son where I want him to be. So it's just amazing, man, that we still live in a world to where people refuse to show love, but they're very quick to spread hatred and negative energy. And I don't respect that. I don't respect that, and I just hope that there's change. That there's change coming, because, you know, it scares me, man. I started off the podcast talking to you guys about, you know, what happened to the young brother O'Shea Daphne, man. It only takes one bullet. It only takes one bullet. Love conquers and hate kills. And that situation was a hating situation. A person close to him, supposedly a friend of his. It was a hating situation. I don't feel comfortable going into detail. But I will say that we need to spread love, ladies and gentlemen. No more hate. No more evil. Put your best foot forward and try to show your community love, because tomorrow's not promised. It's really not. And if you have children out there, if you like me, if you got kids, you want a better world for them than what we going through right now. It wasn't always this terrible. I mean, the world ain't never was picture perfect, but it wasn't always this terrible. So we need to provoke love and good works to one another. And that's all I really got to say about that. One more time, R.I.P. O'Shea, we gonna miss you, little brother. But, you know, he ain't the only one. We've lost many the exact same way. And we on schedule to lose many more if we don't make a change. So please take that into consideration to show love to one another. I don't care what religion, I don't care if you're atheist, I don't care if you're black, white, purple, polka dot. Show love to your neighbor, man. Because you don't know what the next person going through, and you don't know about the next day being promised or not. So do what you know is right at all times, because doing the right thing is always the right thing. All right. Well, that's about it for y'all, man. Once again, I appreciate anybody who decided to give me a try this morning, evening, or afternoon, or night, whatever time you decided to give this a run. And any returning listeners, I want to say thank y'all one more time. Y'all already know what it is with me, man. We keeping busy. We just want to make sure that you understand exactly what it takes to do your job, man. Play your role, play your position, show love to your people, and your life will get so much better, man. I mean, so much better. And shout out to all my people out there that I see y'all doing all these positive things and keeping uplifting the community. I see that, man. I see that, bro. I see you. Keep your head, man. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, young sisters and brothers. I see y'all. And just know that if there's anything I can do, if you guys need some type of shout out to any one of these programs y'all got going on in the community, let me know. I'll spit it on the podcast. If anybody wants to come do an interview, if you want to spread some awareness to something that you guys got going on or something that your kids got going on, y'all already know what it is. Y'all hit me up on Facebook, Black Girl, or the Dr. Highs page, or you can hit me on the Earl Nelson page. That's that personal one. You already know. IG, Black Girl _ Highs, BLACKEARL _ HAAS. Twitter, same thing. YouTube, hit me up, Black Girl / Highs. It's really going down, man. You know how to get me, man. Real talk. And for those of y'all who's looking to find this podcast, it's the Anchor app. You'll find it there. But for anybody who has their own specific app for media, you can catch me on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So whenever you get the opportunity, check your boy out, please, and thank you. That's it for me, man. As always, appreciate you. Y'all take it easy, bro.